Welcome, everyone, to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico. Today is Halloween, and I couldn't think of a better day to have three lovely ladies share some experiences with you and let you know about something rather important coming up this coming weekend. We have Sarah Teofanov, Liz Standard, and Janet Burns. And we're going to start with Sarah, who's going to tell us what this whole thing is about.
Well, it's the 15th year for the studio tour up on Crouch Mesa. 15 years ago, I sat in the auditorium at Farmington High, and I was sitting in for another artist helping her sell her work, and it was so loud and so boisterous, and I thought, wow, we should do this at my house. And so we did 2 weeks later, and that started the first Farmington studio tour. And it's grown. We had like maybe four or five artists that year. This year, all three of us have artists at our homes, and I have six at my house. I have Tori Teofanov, Lou Mansell, Janet Grenewalt, Beverly Todd, and Beth McClure.
So could I interrupt just for a second? Sure. The three of you are opening your homes to various artists. Is that, am I getting
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Continue, please,
yes.
Sarah.
Well, the first year, everybody, I served wine and people sat down and never left. And so we thought, well, okay, maybe we'll just do punch the following next year. And but one of the things that people kept saying is, this is so cool. This is really neat. And there is a real need for people to meet with artists and get to talk to them about how their art comes about and why they do what they do and how do they do what they do. And it's just very gratifying. And people have come back year after year after year. So, like I said, this is the 15th year.
You know what, this kind of, in a musical world, it sounds like house concerts that musicians present either at their house or somebody else's house. Yep. But it's a very intimate and very informal setting.
We have music, we have food. People,
what kind of music?
Well, we invite people to come and play.
Oh.
And so I've invited a young man that was playing down at the market. And he's going to come and play. And it's just very, very, very cool. I can't. People really have a good time.
Yes.
Well, great. It's news to me. I guess I have heard this kind of in the background in my life here, but I think I want to come.
You should.
I think you should.
I mean, huh? 15 years and you haven't done it yet.
Well, have you been to my house concert?
Well, I have heard you play at Sacred Heart.
Okay.
And wines
yes,
are the same.
Yes, we've all heard you.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I must reciprocate. Then I've got to.
Yes.
And you all live close enough together that everybody can go from house to house.
Yep. It makes it real doable.
Yep.
So give us then, first of all, Sarah, do you give out your address? Is that how this works?
Yeah, it's on the card. Well, that way people can find us.
Yeah, but they don't have the card right now.
Oh. Janet, take it away.
Okay. Yeah. If you would like to come visit us, the weekend that it's going to be held is the first full weekend in November, November 4th, which is a Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday, November 5th, from 12 to 4. And if you don't have a postcard and you want to find us, go to Browning Parkway, get on to Morningstar, and go east, and look for signs, and you will see yellow signs that say studio tour with little arrows.
Oh.
And we are all three within a couple miles of one another. I would be the first one you'd run into if you're starting from Browning Parkway. But if you would like to pick up a postcard, which on the front of the postcard we have little clips of art that each of the artists, that's representative of the various artists that are going to be showing at our houses. And then on the back there's a map with a list of the individuals and also the addresses. So if you want a postcard, you can pick one up here at San Juan College Art Gallery. You can go to the museum. They have postcards displayed there. Also, Artifacts downtown Main Street on their community table have postcards, and Studio 116 on West Main also has postcards. But if you don't get a card, come on out anyway. You will be able to find us. As long as you're on Morningstar, you will find us.
Sort of like a garage sale thing.
Well, huh? Only better.
Yeah, but I mean the signs and stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
the signs.
The signs will help.
The signs. Yeah. We have signs and we put them out every year to get people here. If you want to contact us by email, we have an email at fmnarttour@hotmail.com. And you can email for a postcard and I can send it to you by email. So there
cool.
we go.
We're back here in an interview with three lovely ladies who are opening their homes for an art walk. And Liz Standard, would you please tell us a little bit of your background in art and who's coming to your house?
Well, I've been an artist for maybe 30 years and been involved in the tour for 13 years, I think. And it's been a wonderful experience because, like Sarah was saying, it's a good way to communicate with people about your art and why you do what you do and how it evolves. Whereas at an art opening, you don't get the same people, you know. This mm. way you get a lot of different people, and so it's very interesting that way.
But do I understand you three correctly that the wine is no longer on the on the menu this year? Huh? So this is
not
bring
regularly.
Your own?
I have some. I have some at my house.
Okay. So what's your address again, Liz?
We have wine and beer.
So who's coming to your house?
I have three young women who are new to the arts and new to the tour, and one is Jamie Fairchild, and she does work with acrylic, and Paloma Barron, she does drawings primarily with charcoal and pastel, and then Clara Nibelink, who is actually my grandniece, who lives in Athens, and she's just kind of getting started in the art world, and she's coming. That'll be interesting. And then I also have Doug McNeely, who has been there several years. He does metal work. And David Trudeau, it's his first time, and he does woodwork.
So tell me, Janet, you have all of these people coming. How do you choose who's coming to your house?
You know, I've looked for people who maybe don't have exposure regularly in a gallery to include them at my house. I like to find people that are not regularly seen in the art scene in Farmington mm-hmm. to be able to give them some exposure. It's always nice to have people that I'm not real familiar with their work. This year I have Michael Billy's work. He works in encaustic, and he's been at my house a number of years. Steve Barr, he was in a gallery downtown. He is now working out of his own studio. He does some amazing woodwork. He's doing some really interesting lamps. Very, very fine art with his wood. Timothy Minnick does sort of a fractured painting style, and he's new to my house. I've never had him before and just got introduced to his work this year. Sue Johnson has been showing at my house from the beginning. She does fiber work and jewelry. She'll have jewelry. And I do painting. So we have a variety of kinds of art to show. There's going to be jewelry. Between all the three houses, we'll have jewelry, wood, mosaics. There is beaded art, mixed media, there's fiber art. So really you can find anything that you're looking for by visiting the three houses. Mm. And one of the great things is you also, if you visit all three houses and at the first house you pick up a little card, and we call them passports, and on that card you get a stamp at each house that you visit, And at the third house you leave it, you get put into a drawing. And
who's the artist for that drawing?
Well, each of the artists who are showing are given the opportunity to donate something. And usually they donate something. And then they get to be the one to call the person whose name has been pulled to receive their art. And it's really fun.
Oh, I was thinking I was going to be in a painting.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm sure you can pay one of us to do that.
We'll come back in before we take this next break. Would you just tell us again the dates and the times?
Okay, it is the first full weekend of November. November 4th, Saturday, from 11 to 5, and November 5th, Sunday, 12 to 4. And remember, on that Sunday, the time changes.
So that's a good, yeah,
it's
that's
that
a
fall
good
backwards thing.
Gotcha. So let's finish up our interview with these three ladies who are opening their homes to the art sale and studio tour that's coming up this weekend. Well, here we are again, back with three Halloween-style ladies who are going to tell you a little bit about this art sale. It says an art sale and studio tour. What's the sale business?
Well, we want to sell some art. We want people to take stuff home. Nobody wants to live with all their art.
Never.
You know, you want it to be out and seen and enjoyed by other
people. Are there prices
on
the pieces?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's geared for sales. But I also want to let people know that they can come with two things. They can come with food for the Echo Food Bank. Every year we collect non-perishable food and take it down to Echo Food Bank. But we also want them to come with money. So come on, join, enjoy yourself, eat a little food, see some art, talk to the artists, get to know your local art community.
Yes.
On the front of our handout, our postcard, it says art matters. And it really does. This community needs to come out and support their artists in whatever form it takes.
Good job.
Thank you, sir. That was
yes.
a nice plug.
It is.
Again, tell me the money you're suggesting people bring is to buy art. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes, they can buy art from
All
the
right.
artist.
Liz, what would you like to add to that?
I'm not sure.
She's speechless.
Well, tell us again what you're serving in the food realm at your house.
Well, we will have snacks, finger food, and we will have some wine and beer. Mm-hmm. For people who don't like wine, we'll have beer,
yeah.
For people who don't like water.
And I want to say that I do have a couple of musicians lined up. Eric Campbell. I don't know if you know Eric Campbell and Michael McNeely.
And Michael, what do they play?
Well, they play guitars.
Okay. Right.
And Eric will be there on Saturday, and Michael will be there on Sunday. And so there you have it.
Okay. that's a good wrap-up, you know.
And you can buy my art if you want.
So, Jen, for the listening audience,
yes.
would you please one more time tell us where, when, and,
Absolutely.
And those important details.
Okay, this is the 15th Annual Farmington Art Sale and Studio Tour. It takes place up on Crouch Mesa. It will be the first weekend of November, Saturday, November 4th, 11 to 5, Sunday, November 5th, 12 to 4, and to find our three studios, between the three of us, we have 17 artists exhibiting, so just plugging that in. But to find our studios, from Browning Parkway, you can take Morningstar Drive and go on to 3950. If you're coming from Aztec, you can get on County Road 350 and take Wildflower Parkway and then go on up 3900 to County Road 3950. We're pretty easy to find. We will have signs out there. So if you don't have a postcard, come on out anyway. If you want to get a postcard, you can go by the museum or San Juan College Art Gallery. Artifacts gallery. They have a community table that they will have postcards out on, or at Studio 116 on West Main. But we hope that you will come out and visit us this weekend. It's always fun. I won't have beer and wine at my house, but we do have a lot of entertainment. We just have a lot of fun. So come and visit with us. Okay. We look forward to it.
So you have
we have water.
You have fun. And Liz has the booze.
Yeah, Liz, yeah, we have fun. This. Liz has booze.
We can always go. We keep going back and forth to Liz's house.
That's right. That's right. But you don't want to drive.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. You guys are a hoot. And have a happy Halloween tonight.
Thank you.
Are you going out
trick-or-treating?
Trick-or-treating?
I think we're going to have all of our fun during the day, just for me.
Thanks very much. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.